We're up to Samech Aleph on the days, Vatanya, second line. Vatanya, Ezeo Kamiya Mumcha, Kol Sharipa Gimel Bnei Adam Ke'echad. We learned before, Ezeo Kamiya Mumcha, Kol Sharipa Vishana Vashilesh.
Mashma, that even if it's cured the same person three times, it's called the Kamiya Mumcha. And here, the Braisa says, what is a Kmiya Mumcha? Something that cured three different people. Rashi.
V'atanya kol sharipa gimel b'nei adam, v'el k'toni kol sharipa v'shon v'shilish afilu adam echad. Here is mashma that has to cure three different people to be a Kmiya Mumcha, and there is mashma that even the same person three times is enough. Smar says, l'kashya, holim chuye gavra, holim chuye Kmiya. Depends. Makes a difference whether you're making the Kmiya a Mumcha or the person who wrote it a Mumcha. Rashi, Halim Chuye Gavra, Hodik Tani Gimel B'nei Adam, Mishum Destam Gimel B'nei Adam, Shlosha Mine Chaloyim, Va'ayri B'Gimel Mine Kmiyim, Sheinam Domim Zelazeh. Rashi learns, there's a lot of Rishonim here, that is kashas on Rashi, and say different pshatim on Rashi, but this is an Omid Yomi Shir. We're going to learn just Rashi and not get involved with all the permutations and different possibilities throughout the rest of the half of the next Tadat. Yes, that's the next Omid. Okay, so we're just going to run away. Rashi learns Pashit. Okay, so Rashi says that Mistama, the first one is talking, what's it called over here? What's it called over there? It's talking about three different people. Mistama, it's talking about three different Chaloy. So it healed three different people, each with a different machla, in other words, a different kmiya. So the kmiya did not become mumcha, because there was only, it was each one, each kmiya was only one time. But the person became a mumcha, because he healed three different people with three different kmiyas, so he now is a mumcha for any kmiya. Right? Once he had three successful kmiyas that were different, then he's muhzik to make kmiyas that are successful. Kinamrim Bava Kama, similar to what it says in Bava Kama, Nogach Shor v'chamor v'gomol, if an animal gored a shor, a chamor, and a gamal, so now he's a muad l'chol for all different kinds of animals. Three different kinds of animals makes him a muad for all kinds of animals. Three different kmiyas for different machlas makes the guy a mumcha for all kmiyas, for all machlas. Aval hakmiya eino mumcha. Im yichtov rofei acher echad mehen. But now each of these kmiyas only healed one person. So it's not mumcha. And therefore if somebody else writes one of those kmiyas, that kmiya is not a kmiya mumcha. The person, whichever kmiya he writes, he's going to be a mumcha. But somebody else writes one of these kmiyas, the kmiya itself was never muhzak to help. It helped for one person, that's it. Okay, go on. V'ha diktani kol sharipe v'shona v'shilesh, mayri b'choli echad. Right, that which it says that it healed a person three times, that's talking with one choli. V'kastu zehalachesh v'ripe gimel pamin. Right, and this healed that same person three times. O lo adam echad o l'shlosha. Or it healed the same machla by three different people, but the same kmiya. He wrote the same kmiya three times, either for one person or for three different people. L'shmachuye kmiya mari. There the kmiya becomes mumcha. The nasa kmiya levado mumcha al yedei adam zeh. Right, then that person is mumcha to write that kmiya. That kmiya becomes mumcha. Oh, im kosum shlosha rofim. Nasa kmiya shalach hazeh mumcha miyad kol adam. And even three different people wrote this kmiya. It was the same kmiya, helped three times, right? Same type of kmiya, helped three times. Then that type of kmiya is muhzak to be a mumcha. Okay. Now the Gemara has the following. Okay. Omer Papa. Pshita li, klas kmiya, le klas gavri, Talta talta zimni, ismichi gavra v'ismichi kmiya. You have three different kmiyas to three different people, and each one, the kmiya that they had helped three times. So now everybody's mumcha here. The kmiya is mumcha each of these three because it worked three times. the person is mumcha because he healed three different people from different things, right? Even one time would be enough. So for each one, three times for each person. So each of these kniyas is now mumcha, that if anybody writes them, they're okay. And this person is a mumcha for any kniya that he writes. Okay, that Rav Papa says is pasha. Talta kmiya, le talta gavri, chad chad zimna. You have three different kmiyas for three different people, each one time. Okay, one had machla A, B, and C, and you wrote one kmiya that healed A, a second kmiya that healed B, and a third kmiya that healed C. Gavra ismachi, kmiya lo ismachi. The man who wrote them, he is a mumcha now because he cured three different diseases. But kmiya lo ismachi. But none of these kmiyas, because the kmiyas only healed one person one time. But the man cured three people. Chad kmiya letalta gavri. If you write the same kmiya for three different people, right? So then kmiya ismachi. Then the kmiya became a mumcha. Right? But gavra lo ismechi, because this person only wrote one kmiya. We don't know that he's a mumcha for other kmiyas. Maybe if you write something else, it won't work. Right? So this one kmiya worked, but other ones perhaps not. Boy, Rav Papa. So that, those Rav Papa said are pasha to me. What about the following case? Talta kmiya lechad gavra. Mai. You wrote three different kmiyas to the same person. Right? He had three different diseases, and you wrote three different kmiyas to this one person, and he was cured from all three. Okay? My. Kmiya vadi lo ismichi. The kmiya for sure isn't ismichi because it's not the same kmiya three times. Three different kmiyas, each one's only one time. So that's for sure. The kmiya is not a mumcha. Gavri ismichi olo. What about the person? So what would you say? Mi amrinin ho asile lemaisa. He cured one person three times. Three different diseases. So he's what's it called? He's a mumcha now. Dilma, Mazla, the high Gavra, Huda, Makabel, Ksava, or maybe not. Maybe since it's all with one person, maybe it's the Mazel of that person, the Malach of that person, that makes him receptive to this guy's Kneas. But other people wouldn't be receptive to this guy's Kneas, right? Now, if a person cured three different people, right, from three different diseases, he's a Mumcha. It's not Mistaber to say that each one has Mazel. It's Mistaber that he's now a mumcha to everybody, because he was a mumcha to three people. But he was only a mumcha to one person three times. Maybe it's that person's mazel that he's receptive to these things, and nobody else's. So maybe he's not, he's a mumcha now for this guy. Anything he'll write for this guy would be okay, but not for other people. Okay, take Rashi. Tauta kmi, gimel mine lachash. Tauta zimni, kol lachash ripe shlosha pamim, vafilu other mechot. And each kmiya healed, what's it called, three times, even to one person. But there already it's mistaber that since it was the same thing three times, right, not different machalas, that it's not the person, it's the rothi. Ismichi gavra, b'chol kmiyas la'olam. Now this person can write any kmiya and it's a mumcha. Shari humcha b'shlosha mine kmiyam. He wrote three different kinds of kmiyim to different people, and they all worked. The ismichi kmiya, shlosha kmiyim, halolu nasim mumchin. And these three kmiyim worked three times on different people. So they're also mumchin. The kmiya is a mumchin. Miyad kol adam, whoever's going to write them. Sharipi kol echad gimel pam. Each one healed someone three times. The ein lomer mazel harofei gorim. Maybe what could you say? Maybe it's this rofei's mazel that caused it to work. And another rofei wouldn't work. So this person is mumcha, but the kmiya is not mumcha. It's only mumcha if this guy writes it. No, they don't say that. The ein hadavar toli b'mazel harofei, right? The refuah is not toli in the mazel of the rofei. Ela b'chachmaso, only with his wisdom, right? Rofim don't become rofim because they have mazel. They become rofim because they know what they're doing. So it's not his mazel, and therefore this idea, l'chora, that you get a rofe who's a better shliach or something like that, l'chora is not mashma like this. You get the bigger chacham. But it's not totally in the rofe's mazel, it's totally in his chacham. The ein lomar nomi mazel hachole goram, can't say either that the mazel of the chola was gorim, shemisfrapi al dei kmiyim, shay b'shlosh hanoshim ulza. Three different people were healed, so it's not any one's mazel. right? Three different people, mashma, it's the kmiyas, not the person. Kmiya lo ismichi, lavo miyad rofei acher. But if only the person was mumcha, then the kmiya, if somebody else writes it, is not a mumcha. Chad kmiya letalte gavri lecholi echad. One kmiya for the same disease for three different people. Kmiya ismichi miyad koladim. Right, so this kmiya cured three different people of the same disease. Right, anybody now can write that kmiya, and it's mumcha, because the kmiya has been established that it works. Gavra lo ismi, the person the kmiya acher she'eno shalacha zeh v'shel choli zeh, but for a different kmiya, this person is not a mumcha, because he only healed one disease three times. He didn't heal three different diseases. Talta kmiya shel sholosh minei choli. If you have three kmiyas of three different cholis, kmiya vade lo ismichi, miyad odam acher, shari lo ripa el pamachas. So this kmiya is not a mumcha because it only healed one time, right? So he had three different kmiyas. Each of the kmiyas only healed one time. So that for sure, the kmiya is not mumcha. But how about the person? Mazle the haigavra, since it was only on one person, do we say, what's it called, that by one person, malacho shel chole zeh, mekabel kmiya, maybe it's this guy's malach that makes him receptive to this kmiya. But nobody else will be receptive to the kmiya, since only one person. Dimtomer masnisen d'le'el shaminin la, diktani kol sheripa v'shona v'shilish, demashma la'odam echad, bokimna dismachi kmiya, l'chara, the Mishnah we had before, right, the Braisa we had before, said, what's it called, that if you had one kmiya that healed one person three times, right, that's ismichei kmiya. And we don't say that it's the mazel of that one chola that's goring, we say that it's the kmiya that's goring. So why don't we poshate this shaila from there, right? V'lo amrina mazlehu, lo domi hasam. Why? Chasam chad kmiya hu. Over there, it's the same kmiya three times. The lekele misli b'mazla de gavra. It's more mistaber that it's the kmiya that works, since it was the same one three times, than saying it's the mazel of the person. But over here, right, honi vade b'gavra toli. But over here, where it's three different machalas, somebody's mazel is gorim over here. Either the rofe's chachma, or the chole, what's it called, hilkach. What should we be told it? The rofe? Right, and therefore the kmiya is a good kmiya, or the chola, and therefore it could be the kmiya is not a good kmiya, it's just that the person is receptive to it. That's the shayla. Okay, let's go on. Iboyelu. Kmiya yesh b'hem mishum kedusha, or dilma ein b'hem mishum kedusha. A kmiya that has psukim in it, shemos in it, is it have a din of kedusha or not? Lamai hilchaso. What is the question? It has kedusha legabe what? Right, that you can't or can do something with it. It's Kodesh, and if it's in danger of being burnt on Shabbos in a fire, you can save it, right, and take it to a chotzer that doesn't have an Eruv, just like you're allowed to save Kitzvei HaKodesh. Toshma, habrachos v'akmiin, afal pishiesh b'em osios, u'minyonos harbei shebetorah, ein matzilin osam ibn adleika, v'nisrofim b'em koma, right, brachos that are written, right, sidurim, kmiin, right, that have, even if they have osios, which means shemos in them, or inyonos harbe shebetorah, or they have parshios of the Torah written in them, you don't save them, mipnei adleika. And they burn. That's it. What's it called? You let them burn. They're not like kisvei hakodesh that you're allowed to save them. Okay? Vinisraf mekoma, it's Rashi. Latsulin hu b'shabes, lechotzer she'eno murevis, that's the proper girsa, kishar kisvei hakodesh. Right, that you're allowed to take them to a chotzer where there's no Eruv. The Rabbanu were matzer to save Kisvei HaKodesh, to take them to a chotzer even if there's no Eruv. No, it's not, it's only it's Rishus HaYachid, but you needed a Ruvei Chatzero, so you didn't have an Eruv. Right, that much you're allowed to do. You're not allowed to Mechal Shabbos to save Kisvei HaKodesh. But the Din de Rabbanu, that you need an Eruv, that they suspended. HaBrachos, Shetiknu Chachomim, the Brachos that the Chachomim made, Kigon, Tishos of Rosh Hashanah, Sheesh Ben Malchios Zichronos and Shofros, like the nine of Rosh Hashanah that have Malchios Zichronos and Shofros. Why did Rashi say that? The truth is, later on, this exact Bryce is brought down, and Rashi there says a different shot. Rashi says, it's brought down here on the side, minyanos, what's it called, brachos, matbeya brachos shetavu chachamim, kigon shmona esrei ushar brachos. Rashi there says regular shmona esrei. So, l'chora, why did Rashi have to mention over here, why, the Rashi says, shal Rosh Hashanah, the reason, first I thought the reason may be because the regular shmona esrei people know, they didn't have to write it down. They didn't write shmona esrei except the ones that were unusual that people didn't know by heart. So that's why it mentioned that. But if that's the case, then Rashi should have said the same thing over there too. Right? Here's Mashmah, they did write down the regular shmona esrei. So, it's the exact same price, it's not a different price. So I was thinking that the idea is the following. Rashi, the Gemara is saying two things that these things have. Osios, which is Sheamus, not every Shmona Esrei has Sheamus. But not every Shmona Esrei has Parashios in the Torah. Right? No Parashios in the Torah, except for Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. There are Parashios in the Torah. So Rashi over here is saying that HaBrachos, VeHaKmios, it's going both on both of them. That Brachos that have Parashios in the Torah and Sheamus, and Kmiyas, that have Parashias in the Torah and Shemos. The only Brachos that have Parashias in the Torah is Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. I, Rashi, over there. What? What? Yeah, no, that's not really true. Because in Musaf, you're Yotze, even if you don't say the Parasha. You just say, V'nakri v'konecha, right? You're a Yotze. Right? So you don't have to say the, you don't have to write it down for that. So the ones that have Parashias in Psukim is Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. So, what's it called? And those are the ones you have to write down, because you don't know those. Right? It could be Shabbos, where it has Pesukim, but those are Poshet. Okay. In any case, so, and there, Rashi said, you don't have to say like that, that you can say that the Osios is going on the Brachos, and every Shmoneh Esrei has Osios, and the Parashios is going on the Kmiyim. Right? Whether they have Osios, like in the Brachos, or Parashios, like in the Kmiyim, right? There, what's a Kobi and Kmiyim, they don't write Shem Hashem. They write Dafka, different parashios of Hatzalah. So therefore, there's two ways of learning. Here Rashi said this way, and there Rashi said that way. But it's basically to explain the same thing. Okay. Min Yonos, mi parashios harbe, shikosim venas mikro shal refua. And it's by Kmiyim also, they write the parashios of refua inside the Kmiyim. So that can't be the reason it's Kodesh, that you save it from a fire, because you don't. Ela le'inyan geniza, that it has to have geniza. You can't throw it away, you have to be gonizit. Toshma, haya kasuv al yodos hakelim, the akroi hamita. If you had haya shame, kasuv al yodos hakelim, you had a shame Hashem that was written on a kli, on the what's it called, the handle of a kli. Or on the bed, yogurt. So you cut it out, the ignis of, and you have to be gonis it, right? So you see from here that hayakasuv shame yogurt yakos imakom hashem the ignis of, right? Okay, so they what's it called? So you have to cut it out. So that's a betherisha thing. Right, so you don't need to be told that brachos and kmiyim have to have geniza, because we know that they have to have geniza. We know that even if you write a shame on a kli, it needs geniza. Ela likonis bohem beisakise. Ela mai, what's the chiddush over here that they have kedusha, that you're not allowed to go into a beisakise. Mai yesh bohem kedusha v'aser al dilma ein bohem kedusha v'shar. That was the shaila. Right? The Shaila couldn't have been, do they have Kedusha, do you have to have Geniza? Because that's Pashat that they need Geniza. Even if you have a shame on a handle of a Kli, it needs Geniza. So what was the Shaila, Yesh Ben Kedusha or Ein Ben Kedusha? Shaila was, can you take it into a Beis HaKise? Tashma, the Lobik Mia, Bizman She'eno Mumcha. Ha Min HaMumcha, nothing. Mishnah says you can't walk out with a Kmiya that is not effective, not proven effective. But a Kmiya that's proven effective, you could, right? They could have brought down the Sefer, which says Beferish, Kmiya Mumcha, you can go out with. But rather, Medayik it from the Reish. The Iomras Kmiya and Yeshba Mishum Kedusha, if you hold it, you can't bring a Kmiya into a Besakise, Zimnin the Mitzparach, Le Besakise, Vosle Asiyun, Jalad Amasurabin. You'll take it off to go into the Besakise, and you'll, what's it called, end up carrying it in Rishus Harabin. How could they ever be Matar wearing a Kmiya that you have to take off for the bathroom? And Rashi says, and there Beis HaKisei, Stam beis hakise shalohem besados. Mele, while they were walking outside, they may have to go to the beis hakise, they'll go take off the kmiya, and end up carrying it from Rishus Rabbah, forgetting it's Shabbos, because you have to take it off. Anything you have to take off or afraid, you're going to end up carrying. Where it says, Hachamayaskinu b'kmiya shal ikorin. No, it's not talking about a kmiya that has psukim in it. The kmiya that's a mumcha that you're allowed to wear on Shabbos is one that's made of herbs, not one that's made of writing. Einachinami, a kmiya mumcha of writing, you wouldn't be allowed to wear on Shabbos. When it says in the Mishnah, kmiya that's mumcha, you can carry, it's talking about a kmiya that doesn't have writing in it. It only has herbs. Ay, v'hatanya, echot kmiya shal tzav, the echot kmiya shal ikorin. That's not true. The Brisa says that you're allowed to wear a kmiya that has, what's it called, writing in it also on Shabbos, if it's a mumcha. Elohach mayaskinu b'chol sheyesh bo sakana. What's about a chol sheyesh bo sakana? Right? And therefore, even if he carries it, it's okay, because he has sheyesh bo sakana. He's allowed to mechal Shabbos. If he can avoid it, he wears it. When he can't wear it, he has to go into the bathroom, he's allowed to carry it. It's a chol sheyesh bo sakana. Aiva Tanya Echad Cholish Yeshbo Sakana, the Echad Cholish Ain't Bo Sakana. Lamaisa, it says Betherish, that it doesn't make a difference if it's Cholish Yeshbo Sakana or Ain't Bo Sakana. Both of them are allowed to wear a Kmiya, even if it has a Ksab. And the Chorv is going to take it off, he's going to end up carrying it. He's carrying it, he's the Cholish Ain't Bo Sakana, he's Mechal Shabbos. Elakivan Demosi, Afal Gab, the Noket Le Biyodi, Nami Shopper Dami. Right? Since it heals, right, even if you carry it, it's okay. In other words, it's a Tachshit, even if you don't wear it. Even if you carry it, since it's a tachshit, that's also good enough. Even if you're holding it in your hand, since you need this thing to have on you because it's a refuah, so even if you're not wearing it, carrying it is also okay. Because that's not called carrying, it's called a tachshit. Right? What's the difference if it's hanging around your neck or if it's in your hand? Right? You're allowed to carry this thing because you need it. Rashi. Even if he has to take it off, he's allowed to, what's it called, to carry it into the Beis HaKise. Okay. It's still a tachshit. It's not going to be chayiv anything because it's a tachshit for him. Even to carry it is a tachshit. It's not called it's carrying. He needs this thing somewhere on his body. So what's the difference if it's in his hand or it's around his neck? Not because it's clothing. It's not his clothing. It's a tachshit for him. V'atanya Ravoshia Omer Ravachal Echzen Abiyadov Avrin Abramaz Vishus Aravid. Nice, is not true. Ravoshia said with Erish and the Brisa that you're not allowed to carry your kniya in your hand. It's a tachshit if you wear it. But it's not a tachshit if you carry it. Shalo Yavzenu Dolohavi Tachshit Shalo Ela Derech Malbush. When is it a tachshit? If you wear it, derech malbush. Both things together make it a tachshit. Stam carrying it doesn't make, it's not a tachshit. Ela, hoch mayaskin mechupa or, it's talking where it's covered with leather, and because it's covered with leather, right, therefore it's what's it called, it's mutter to bring into a beis hakise, you won't have to take it off, and therefore you're allowed to wear it. Mechusa or, the leka genusa ima ayala besakise vila boy le mishkale. There's no genus to take something, even if it has kisvei kodesh, if it's covered into besakise, therefore you don't have to take it off, and therefore there's no problem. I've hatanya vahari tfilin de mechupa or, the tanya anichnas le besakise cholich tfilin barichu garba amas, the nichnas, right? Tfilin are covered, the parashios, and you're still not allowed to bring them to besakise. So how can you say that parshios are okay to bring into a beis hakise if they're covered? Well, it says hasam mishum shin. That's because of the shin on the outside of the or, and that's from Shem Hashem. Dom Rabbaya shin shel tefillin halach l'moshe miSinai. The shin is halach l'moshe miSinai. Dom Rabbaya dalet shel tefillin halach l'moshe miSinai on the ritzua. Dom Rabbaya yud shel tefillin halach l'moshe miSinai on the ritzua of the shalyad. Right, all of these things are halach miSinai, and Rashi. They're in the bias. Right, and the, what's it called? So you have three osios, according to Rashi, the shin, the dalet, and the yud. Tosfos argues, he says only the shin is the problem, because that's written. But the other ones that are made out of a ritzua don't have a din of kedusha, bichlal, right, any more than the ritzua itself. They wouldn't be a problem to bring into the Beis HaKisei. It's only the shalrosh that's a problem, not the shalyad. Let's just finish up to the Mishnah. Velo b'sirion, velo b'kazla, velo b'magafayim. Sirion zarda, Rashi. Zarda is some kind of, what's it called, armor. Kazda, omarav sinuarta, that's a, what's it called, a hat. Sinuarta, kova or, tachas kova mateches. Underneath your helmet, you have another thing of leather, right, that protects you. And magafayim, omarav puzmiki. Magafayim are on folio shel barzo muhammad's leg, shin guards that are made out of metal that go on your feet to protect you. That's all part of the armor.